Chodesh Av. So we always ask the Kasha, the Av. Av is Miloshen Ava. A father loves. It's Chodesh of Ava. Where do you see the Ava? It's a Chodesh which is full of Peronius. We know the famous Mishnah, Kshem Shishinichnas. Adam Arbam Simcha Kach Mishinichnas. Adam Mamaitim Simcha. So there's a clear kesher between Chodesh Av and Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, we know, is the month of Av. Kima Mekiblu, the Lashon of Chazal is Kima Mekiblu, they were Mekabel Teresh Balpeh, Mi Av Sanes. So Kima Mekiblu, they were Mekabel Teresh Balpeh, Mi Av Sanes. About it's the month of Av. So Mishnichnas, Adar is the month of Av, also Mishnichnas Av. Shnichnas Av is also a chodesh of Av. Avada, it's the Mamaitin, it's not the same Simcha. But there is a clear kesher between the Inin of Av, Adar and the Inin of Av. Similarly, we find that we know that chodesh Adar is a chodesh of Benapichu. You see there's a clear kesher between the Inyan of Adar and Av, and just like the Chodesh of Adar is a Chodesh of Venav Pechu, there's a certain Hishafchus. So too, we talk about in the Bashivas of Thomas in the Slichas, we always talk about the Chodesh Riyah Chamishi Hafachlanu Lasosin Lasimcha. There's also in Bodan and Chazal that we're hoping that the Revi and the Chamishi will be Mishapech Lasosin Lasimcha. We know that the 3 weeks, the Yimei Mitzarim, 3 weeks in the Yimei Mitzarim is the 3 weeks are connected, the 3 weeks from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. So Be'etzem, there's hafchus there and there. In other words, teef in the 3 weeks, it's Zman Taka of Ava. So we have to understand clearly the Inyan of the kesher of Av and Adar, and why the month of Av is called Av. Lashon Ava, Av, a father, and Ava, if it's be'emes is man of Peronius. Why? This is always come around Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim begins, Eila Dvarim Ashadibe Moshe al Kol Yisrael. Rashi says, Eila Dvarim al Dibre Teichochos. Mono kan kolam akoimus shechisu lepnei amokam. Sosam is advarim is kiyam beremes b'mnei kvoidon shel Yisrael. So be'etzem eil advarim is trichochos, but it's trichochos beremes. All the svarim talk about it, Shem Yishmuel and Rav Tzadok. The eil advarim shediv Moshe is the side of the Hakdamah to Teresh Baal Peh. In the first four books, in the first four chamoshim, Bereishis Shmoyis Vayikra Bamidbar. So then it was a matzav of the Moshe really wasn't talking. Moshe was a kvad peh. Moshe wasn't really talking. It was a pechina of shchina. B'dabayis mitach groinah. Sefer Dvarim begins, Eila Dvarim ashadim ben Moshe, which there starts the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu talking, which is a pechina of Torah Shabbal peh. Bereishis Shmoyis Vayikra Bamidbar is Torah Shabbiksav, and Eila Dvarim ashadim ben Moshe is a hakdamah b'etzim to Torah Shabbal peh. Torah Shabbal peh is a bright sugya. But first to be mekasher, between the beginning of Sefer Dvarim and the end of Sefer Dvarim, so right to the end of Sefer Dvarim, it's the last sugya and the last words of Sefer Dvarim. Chol ha'yodah chazok v'chol ha'moyer agodla she'asa moyshe le'eni kol Yisrael. Rashi says, he's talking about the Shiri Saluchas. Le'eni kol Yisrael, says Rashi, she'nosa liboy lishbor ha'luchas le'eneim. And Be'emes, there's a doggish over here. V'ashabrem le'eneim. Broke the luchas le'eneim. Schema das hakan shporuchu, shabbatah, whatever. Shporuchu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, shkoyach. So that's the last thing, the ein may call Yisrael, and shvir saluchas. And here there's a very big sod. The sod is that the shvir saluchas, we know, was also a hakdoma to Torah Shabbal Peh. Because the lucha shnias is that the bechinas Torah Shabbal Peh. Psal lecha, just like Eilat Dvar, Moshe Dibber Moshe is Torah Shabbal Peh. Psal lecha is also a bechina of Torah Shabbal Peh. Disgusted. The luchas shnius of Torah Shabbal Peh. The luchas rishonis, breaking the luchas rishonis, is a hakdama to Torah Shabbal Peh. Be'emes, where was Torah Shebal Peh? If not for the Chet Eibel, if not for the Shviris Aluchis, where was the Torah Shebal Peh? The Torah Shebal Peh was gonos in Torah Shebiksav. When you break something, then you magala what's inside. If you want to get to the nut, you have to break the, you have to crack the, you have to crack the nut. When you break something, then what was ever was inside falls out. What fell out of the Shviris Aluchis in Torah Shebal Peh? That's why in the Oran was the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchas, the Luchas Shnias and the Shivrei Luchas, because the Luchas, the breaking of the Luchas Rishonis is Megala the Luchas Shnias. The Luchas breaking the Luchas Rishonis, breaking the Luchas Rishonis, that's a very big sugya, it's not saying the right way. Breaking the Luchas Rishonis came as a result of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, as we discussed before, the Egel is Shor. Shor is Midas Adin. And the Chet and Zohar is Midas Adin. And the Chet HaEgel was to believe that Midas Adin is Din. We know that Midas Adin is only covering around the Moedika Ava that's inside. We always talk about it, that at the Rebbe in school, the first day he's very mafchid to children, and then he's nice to them. A king, when he comes to power, the first thing is he's mafchid, he kills people, and then he's nice to them. A child, you have to be mechanech a child, the first thing is you're strict, and then you show him how much you love. Gvura is not tachlis b'fnei atzma, gvura is be'emes being master. The Torah Shebal Peh is the subtlest. Because we know the Torah Shebal Peh, Menach Tanchuma says, even though Klal Yisrael said, now, Sabin Nishmat Toises Kashin Shabbos, nevertheless, still kofelim ha'kigis. As mentioned in Chumah, that kofelim ha'kigis wasn't Torah Shebal Peh. The emes is that Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah that's Megala the Rebbein Shlom is Moedika Ahava to us. Again, I'm saying here, you saw this that we discussed in Fuzam Aferat and all the Shiur. I once told you that there's two Berchas HaTorahs that we make. There's a Berchas HaTorah of La'asik with Reseira Shebachabonim Yikol Ha'amim, that's one. And that we said it's Be'etzim Torah Shebiksav. And then Ava Rava Avtonu is the Ava that's become that Mizgala in Torah Shebal Peh. But you gotta break through to find the Ava. So Kofalem Akigigis says the Mech Tanchuma went on Torah Shebal Peh. That's not the Tachlis. Gemara says in Shalas we come Ador Rabba Leraisa. The Yidin have a tain on that because Torah Shebal Peh is not the Derech of Torah Shebal Peh is an Ava. It's Mizgala the Mernishlam's Moedika Ava to us. That doesn't work well with Kofalim HaKigis. It begins with Kofalim HaKigis. But when Lemaisa, when was the Shleimus of Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh? Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. That was the Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh. And Chazal say that, mi'avas ha'nes. Chodesh Odor is the Chodesh of Ava. We come to everything b'avas ha'nes. So it starts off with Kofalim HaKigis. Yeah, that's the Seydah Adva. But when you break through, then you find the Moedika Ava. That's the whole Inyan. That's all in and of. In other words, when it's Nizgala, that what's on top of everything, what's better said, deep in everything, is an Avas Hashem. When a person's mom in all the Gevuras and all the years is really a mistake of Avas Hashem, and it's just a matter of breaking through, then you know the soul of Torah Shebal Peh. In Torah Shebal Peh, you have to be a Roya. That's where the Chochmah lies in. Eizah Chochmah Roya. You have to be a Roya. If you see carefully, you'll see the Moedika Ahava. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas Le'enei Kol Yisrael. When he broke the Luchas, Devos Ken Zain, somebody who can see over here the Moedika Ahava of the Torah Shebal Peh. Which is the Moedika Matana that Rebbein Shlom gives Ba'ayin Yofa. Torah Shebik Sav is a Tzimtzum Dika Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is what we call Ba'ayin Yofa. It's never ending. It's the Chochmah, which is Ein Soif of Torah. That's Torah Shebal Peh. That's Ba'ayin Yofa. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos Rishonos, when you break something, then what was hidden inside comes out. Torah Shebal Peh was hidden in Torah Shebik Sav. When he broke Torah Shebik Sav, which was the Luchos Rishonos, so then what was in his Galeh was the Torah Shebal Peh. Which is the Moedika Ahava. So the Chet HaEgel was that they looked at Gevura, Kof Aleim, they looked at that type of thing, as a tachlis. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos to show that's not a tachlis. It's the first step. But be'etzem, it's all ahava. That's the yisod of Krishna, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Racham Din, Hashem Echad. If you see carefully, you see that it's all ahava. Racham Din, it's all coming, it's all stemming from ahava. It's all originating in ahava. Torah Shabbat Peh begins with the dinim of Krishna. Because Torah Shabbat Peh is when you look carefully, you see the ahava. That's the yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh. When a person reaches that madrega, or in the gevura he sees the Moritik Ahava from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he's reached the Darga of Torah Shabbat Peh. That is the Darga of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Darga of his Hafchus. His Hafchus is that Torah Shabbat Peh is the greatness of Hafchus. The Gemara says, Machashakim or Shivani is the Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is first Chosha, but then when you break through it, it's Or. Gemara says, "B'tchila soynim zeze." First, people they used to hate each other. Chakach esvoy besufa. Learn from the pasuk esvoy besufa. Chakach nasu oyv in zeze. It says hafchus. B'tchila choyshech, and then it's or. B'tchila soyne, and then it's an oyv. That's how you get to. That's how you get to Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is megala. The mordik ha'ava, the mordik ha'lipshaft, and ha'ava. That Kodesh Baruch Hu has for Knesset Yisrael. Chodesh Av. Chodesh v'chorim Beis HaMikdash. When you break the Beis HaMikdash, then you megala the kruvin which are mu'urin zeh b'zeh. So it's more in Yuma. When you make a chorban, and then you megala, when you make a shvira, and you megala what was in the shvira, then you megala av. The kruvin were on top of the luchos and the shivri luchos. Kruvin represent the structures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah Shabbat Peh. Luchos, the kruvim represent the kruvim ba'urin zeh b'zeh, kruvim that were hugging each other. When the chor Beis HaMikdash was, when the Ribono Shel Olam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he showed what was inside. And Shlomo HaMelech says in Tehillim, Toicho is rotzo v'ahava. Toicho is rotzo v'ahava. Zov is din. They build up inside the din is ahava. They build the Beis HaMikdash, build the Mishkan with zov. Toicho is rotzo v'ahava. And that was the ticket to the Chet HaEgel, which they saw the shore of gold, they saw Gevura upon Gevura, Gevura squared, that's Kulei Din. But Emes, all the Din has Moedik Ahava, and when Zgala the Ahava, that's the Sod Hisafchus. And that's the Sod of Tshuva Me'ava, that's Mahapech Zdoinus Lezochiris. It's Mahapech Zdoinus Lezochiris, that's the Sod of Tshuva Me'ava. Purim is the Zman of Tshuva Me'av. We begin Chodesh Av, we begin with Eilat Vorm, Asher Dibbe Moshe Kol Yisrael, which is Teichocha. It's a Moedek of Gelegenheit, it's a Moedek of Hizdamnus, a Moedek opportunity in Chodesh Av to do Tshuva. So Chodesh Av is really where the Moedek Av of the Ribono Shel Olam Magala to Kol Yisrael. The climax of that Av was by the Chol Beis HaMikdash. The Kruvim when words are Zem. The Soidis Havchus is that when you break open, when you break open the firm outside, then you magala the Moedik Av that Hashem has inside. So that's why Chodesh Av is called Av. That's why Chodesh Av is be'emes makusha ta'adam, not in the kashem of the opposite. It's got nyonim of his hafchus, and that's why the Ribono Shel Olam chose the time with the hell and it's mamish keneged yom tov. Tzadik writes in Tzidkus Tzadik. If 3 weeks are connected, the 3 weeks of Mitzrayim are connected from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. So Tesen Yud Ba'av, which is at the end of the 3 weeks, is connected Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres is connected Tisha B'Av. Simchas Torah is connected Yud. Shmini Atzeres is connected the Tachlis. שמיני הצרס, שמיני הצרס כנגד התכלס הסבתס. תכלס על ייחוד, תכלס על אבא, עקביים יהיה מאחר, stay with me one more day. On top of that, this is what's called Tisha B'Av, but it's mamish, that's oimed on that. Tisha B'Av is oimed around Shmini Atzeres. And Yud B'Av, which is when Ekas Reifus gets a Mikdash was, that's connected to Simchas Torah. So Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah has Tisha B'Av and Yud B'Av. What's Mutal Aleinu, just like in the month of Adar, it's Mutal Aleinu to make a Vanav Eichu, it's also Mutal Aleinu, Chodesh Av, to make a Vanav Eichu. Day Tshuva Mi'Ava, Tshuva Mi'Ava triggers off the Venapichu, because Tshuva Mi'Ava is the Zdoinus Nefchus Lezochias. So the month is called Av, because the month is the month. The month is the Chodesh. Inside there's so much Ava. The month of Av is Toichoi Rotsu V'Ava. It's Mamish Toichoi, the Toich was Rotsu V'Ava. And the Chomes HaMikdash was Megala, that Chodesh, the Chomes HaMikdash was Megala, that that toichay rots of me'ava, that every person is mesugal to make by turning, making a tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava in the month of Av can bring about the biggest kiruv of ma'apecha, which we zeh chametz Hashem to the binyan beis mikdashenu v'sifateinu. That's the kesher between the eilat v'amar shidibe Moshe to the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. To the end, which is the Shviras Aluchas. Shviras Aluchas is Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, and out popped out from the Shviras Aluchas popped out the Seidus of Torah Shebaal Peh, which were written down in the Bechinah of Ksav Lecha. The emphasis is that they're inseparable. Torah Shebaal Peh that begins by Mosa Kor and Shema Ba'aravis. Aravis is the Zman of Dinim, and Shema, Krishma, is Megala, that there's really only one. There's really only one. And when you're Megala, the B'chin of Hashem Echad, the Megala, everything is Racham Chasodim. When Megala, everything is Racham Chasodim, and Megala, that there is only one. And what is that one? That is the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael. Pasuk Shema Yisrael is Megala, the Merdeka Ava from Knesset, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael. Straight after that, from Seif Ba'aftas of Shem Lekecha, Klal Yisrael is Megala, our special Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really his man. It's really this man of an apichu. Every year really has to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirev Aved. However much the Richuk was, it's through Megala that inside the Richuk and inside the Din, there's only Rachman and Chasadim coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's the Shem Av.
Every Shvir is only Megala what's inside. Shvir is only Megala what's inside. Also in the Indian of Abba, the Mordecai Reb Tzadik, very sharp for Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik writes that there's three Avas. There's Avas Hashem, Avas Yisrael, and Avas HaTorah. Sheirish of all Avas is Avas Hashem. Any Ava without Avas Hashem is terrible. Avas Hashem, he said, Avas Yisrael without Avas Hashem is the Dera Floga. Dera Floga, by Yikolorat Sofa Achas, Dvor Mechodim. Dera Floga, they had Achdus. But they had Avas Chaveh, they had Avas Yisrael, Kilu, Avas Chaveirim, without Avas Hashem. That caused the Dera Floga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed them, they threw rocks at each other. That's not an Av. Elulik is Acht, the Avas, and then he says that the Avas HaTorah without Avas Hashem from the Reb Tzadik, I'll let it be recorded and I'm not responsible for recording the Reb Tzadik. Tzidkas HaTzadik, Avas HaTorah without Avas Hashem is the Dara Mabul. With the Dara Mabul, we know from Chazal, the Gemara Chulin, Koflamates, the Shagam Ubaso, Gematria Moshe, the Mayim that came down first was the Mayim of Torah. That the Dora Mabul had a Mordika Ava to the Torah, Mordika Ava, they were most Mordika Chachomim, and had the Gavaltiga Ava to the Chachma of Torah, but there's no Avas Hashem. Avas HaTorah without Avas Hashem turns into Vatishach Yisar, it turns into Znus. Pachadigazach. Parashas Noach is the parasha with the two Averis, two Avas without Avas Hashem. And this is Makbil, this is a parallel to the Chorban of the two Batei Mikdash. one but the Migdash is one base the Migdash was destroyed Shlei Baruch Hu B'Toyer Tchila Shlei Baruch Hu B'Toyer Tchila. They loved the Torah. Avada there was Gilei Arayos over there in the first place of Migdash. But it comes from Shlei Baruch Hu B'Toyer Tchila. They loved the Torah, but they didn't love it. There was no Avas Hashem inside that Torah. Second place of Migdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And that's Avas Chinam. And that's Avas Chinam that's without Avas Hashem. It turns eventually into Sinas Chinam. Everything's got to be rooted in Avas Hashem. A Yid who's Choyter came to the Beis Hamikdash, came to the Mokom which was Choychei Ratzu V'Ahava. And that's why the Avas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. Because if there's no Avas Hashem over there, if there's no Avas Hashem, then the biggest milus, Avas HaTorah and Avas Yisrael, is gone nishved. It's got to come together with the Avas Hashem Lekecha. Once you have Avas Hashem is other Avas, then Afilu B'chol Levavcha, even with the Yitzhahara, is a Heli Gazach. But it's without Avas Hashem, then even the Helix to Avas don't come to anything. That's the sod of when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, they came to a place which was Toichai Rotzu V'Ahava. If there's a Pagam, then it's because they had to come to the Beis Hamikdash, and had to realize that the Shoresh of all Avas has to be the Avas Hashem. Koinim and Midas, Aaron HaKoin was the Oiv Shalom, the Raid of Shalom. Because he was infused with Avas Hashem. And therefore, since he was infused with Avas Hashem, that's why he was infused with Avas HaTorah and Avas Yisrael. He was the Oiv Shalom, the Raid of Shalom, that's Avas Yisrael. He sifse koin yishmer das, Torah v'akshem yipiyu, he had to learn Torah from Aaron HaKoin. Because when you learn Torah from Aaron HaKoin, then you were learning Torah with Avas Hashem. When you learn Torah with Avas Hashem, then that's an emstik Torah. And if he doesn't have time to learn, he says Krishma Shachas Arvis is Yotze. Because the ik of learning Torah is learning Torah with Avas Hashem. Because if not Chas V'Shalom, then it's a b'china, and it can be a b'china of Znus. The parasha of Elisa Sura Chiravavchem Vachreinechem is at the end of Krishma. Krishma Mitzrayim, when you do it, it's Ava of Zima. Without Avas Hashem, the helix to Avas can turn into Zima Chas V'Shalom. A person's Mekabel Ol Malcha Shemaim. The most important thing is to bring Avas Hashem into a person's life. Mitzvah, Avas Hashem Lekecha. Yid came to the Beis Hamikdash, came to the Matzav, came into Toichi Ratzav Avi, came to the Toichius of all Avas. And the Toichius of all Avas is Avas Hashem. And then when if a person first focuses on his Avas Hashem, then his Torah is an emistic Avas HaTorah. When a person first focuses on Avas Hashem, then the Bechina of Oiv Shalom, Bereid of Shalom, then the Bechina of Avas Yisrael is the Helig Bechina. And you see Bechush, you see that there's people who talk about Achdus, and loving Jews, but it's not a Ruchnistik Gezach. Not a Ruchnistik Gezach, then it doesn't, it's nothing. It's people who take the Kedushas Levi and they say you have to love every Jew and this and that. They don't know if they're being Makar of a person to Avas Hashem, if the reason why you're Makar of them is because you have such love for Hashem that it hurts you to see the Yid is not from, and that's why you want to be Makar of him. No, that's an emistic Avas Yisrael. But Shalom Alei Nafshi, the Yid is fine, Ki Bishur Yisrael Be'elach, you have to have Avas Yisrael, and you have to love the Yid, even if Shir Se'evich, it doesn't hurt you that he's not from. So then where's your Avas Hashem? It must hurt you. If it hurts you, doesn't mean Chas Hashem you have to go around hating people, Chas Hashem, but the Ika of loving a Yid is because you love Hashem. It's impossible to love Hashem and to love the Yid and not to have an urge inside you to bring the Yid back. That's what we're missing with the Chol Beis Hamikdash. Chol Beis Hamikdash took away the Avas Hashem that's planted and rooted in everything. It's easy to get to an Avas HaTorah and it's easy to get to an Avas Yisrael. To find the Avas Hashem in that, which is the Shoresh of all that, that's in the Sign of Beis Hamikdash. So Chodesh Av is a Chodesh of Ava, or focusing on the Bechin of Avas Hashem. That licked in Avas Hashem, Avas Yisrael. Because if you love a person, you love his children as well.
So the whole mitzvah of Avos Yisrael comes from Avos Hashem. If it's an Av of a Yid, and you couldn't care less that his matzav ruchni is terrible. So it's social. Totally right. So there was a social life. But there are flog. It was a social life. Say so the people like living bechevra. People like living social lives. It's a club life. It's not the shittim. I mean, with the hell of Avos Yisrael we talk about. The whole zach of chassidim in the 9 days makes yomim. Derech Hashem is always trying to break through the choshech. We know the aura is there. Break it through, break it through. There's so much aura in there, so much aura in there. This is all in Shabbos Chazayin, getting dressed for Shabbos. It's a pelvic zach for us because the Rambam brings down Shutoy. That you know that Shabbos Chazayin, you know that I get dressed for Shabbos. Change kseinus, change a shirt, whatever, because the shirt is it's for zeh, it's for sweat. Shirt, shirt, undershirt, whatever, it's for. But the Ma'aseh L'Mishloach brings down a gra, and the Morgan Avraham and the Shari Tshuva says, "B'mdinaseinu kachayim ma'yagin." He used to go, "We should leave their clothes on Shabbos." So change one beged. And the Mishloach gra brings down the gra says to wear Shabbos clothes, and he brings down Rabbi Yaakov. It's not the mele there. Avram says something, Taz says something. It's a Nesekein of Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying the other. Anyway, the Gros doesn't seem to be a Gros over there. The Shulchan brings down the Gros, Rabbi Yaakov, and the Gros says you have to wear Shabbos clothes. I see them used to say when Shulchan was a Motzah Shabbos, the fear language of Shulchan, the Hadoch, a Vic tribe in the Gros. In other words, the Chassidus was, we know how much aura is there. It wasn't a hocus pocus, we know how much aura is there. We can only break through the aura. Not being Messiachis to the Choshech. Avada, a person, a Pashtalar Avada, we all, on our level, we have to misabel and Arvena, to cry, we have to take Chatzos and all that. Avada. We must be desperate to get to the Or. We must be desperate to get in the Or and it's licked in the Choshech. We know there's a Meredic Or there. We're desperate to get to the Or. Yeah. The Korban, in the beginning of the Siman Aleph, it says, Torah and Tefillah, this has to be always beset. All year round, the person has to be made to the Doyim. Torah is because of Hashem, Shalom, it's not good. So we can see both Torah. So that's the Shen Halacha Dik, the Yoytze Mitoch HaAtzus. It's the Halacha. It comes as Shabbos. It's Shabbos. But in the middle of the week, not by Subas Mitzvah, not by anything, to make it on Purim Dik. You know, the Indian is, we can be piled. As Azach. There was a Musig in Europe, the Eden Sots of Rachim over there. We were, the Shuk is by the region, I'm not coming to where it was. That he used to throw things at each other on Tisha B'Av, and that's the original Seder Benchler, and all this absolute Luchadim are trying to be Mechazim, so I don't know. You know, back then there was lots of Brach and Agantza Yah, you know, the Agantza Yah was one long Tikkun Chatzoy, so there's nothing to be happy about in their lives. So the way that comes at Tisha B'Av, so there's noch mehr Ba'atzvus. Under a mess. Okay, nothing must be in the Mugzim Dikoy. Every person was soon finishing with the Sechta anyways, you know, too quickly to daven off a Mesech and Mishnais in order for, you know, in order because you fancy some chicken.
Yeah.
But somebody who was bad some anyways soon finishing the Sechta, and he finishes it fast to make a scene. And he makes a scene, you know, with an understanding that it's, you know, it's a Samchei Leif and the Pikud Hashem Yishar. Places that, you know, you can go, the other you can make a scene, come here to this shul for this scene. There's halachas, who's mishtatif and who's this, you know. Must get these things out of hand.
Right.
The rain onwards, it's, you know, a few people are not enough mates of a doig for the Chorban and Nansiyo. Tisha B'Av, they allowed to have a good portion of mates of a doig on 9 days. Back then, they were mates of a doig the whole year. They're desperate for the Yeshua Pasha because of their matzav. Their matzav is such a shver and lowly matzav. Told you the Chasam Soif is yeshiva. They used to have Tikkun Chatzos every night, 9 days. And one of the people who didn't cry once, Chazon himself, they told himself, they had to Chazon used to fear the Ten Chatzos. And once he was in there, they took somebody else. Another person went through the Ten Chatzos without bucketing his eyes. And Chazon himself says, if he didn't cry with Ten Chatzos, Chishnani is from the cut of Shatz, Shatz at Tzvi. And Hashem, they should throw him out of the garage, throw him out of the place. Ayid Kinzon, Ten Chatzos, and Nishmein. There's only one brayer, there's only one possibility. It's from the cut of Shatz. Okay, he was really operized, but he used to dine and cluck the whole 9 days. Seems Elchanan was easy for them because they had a harder life. But other rabbi, it's Aloch and Mufresh, as he made Sildai, it's the beginning of Arachayim. It's not Aloch and Mufresh, it's the Shabbat, it's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. Doesn't what you made Sildai, it's not Aloch. Again, all these things doesn't have to be seal. Doesn't have to fall into atzus because that's in the kula. Falls into atzus doesn't serve a purpose. Gagoin and crying over gagoin is not an atzus de gazach. It's a gagoin de gazach. It's a sheshir is an atzus de gazach. It's a sheir. Some people, a person feels, feels when he lands echa, when he cries over gagoin, he feels a certain time and he's still. That's why it says called Masabal Ali Shlaim Zoicha Veroya. Zoicha, while he's being Masabal, he's Zoicha. You feel something inside that you're connected to something. You can't just wash it off with a Levi de Kanei. Other Abba, something always trying to be Marachit Atzvus. But this doesn't start that there's a fine line between the Indian of Atzvus and the Indian of. Crying out to Gagun, we're missing the Ranchlan. Gagunatum is supposed to miss the Ranchlan. He misses us, we're supposed to miss him. Trotzdem, this is Manu Chuva, this is Manu Chuva Meyav. That's the Koyach to Meyav, but everything inside. We know Korah Laimoyed, don't say Tachnu, slicked in the Ophnag, I think, a big aggressive verse of ours. Laini called this one until we can see it, to be made so dark. The more we make Zodai, the more we deserve to see it. It's Sawar Yishlai, Zodai, 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 so the kids at home, people are not married the whole year, at least the 9 days, to say Al Naris Bavel by Suda, to sing out of Al Naris Bavel, Shulun, Mishitzi, and Eich Noshim, Eshkoch, Echishlav, Eshkoch, Yimini. And the shtib, get the shtib, we're now organized on 9 days. So we miss Yerushalayim to be marmed the Yiborim on 9 days. And Gagoyim, and how, what a rachmanus the Shechina Kedosha is. How we have to feel so bad for the Shechina Kedosha. We're going to bring it into the shtib. We're still there to say out, explain the kids. And I don't know when you eat with them, I'm saying, we're going there to say, explain in the kapitel, to sing a song in Meshkocha.